to the third day of the Japa seminar. Yeah, sure. If you need something to write on, we have our boards over here for those of you who don't have tables. Thank you for coming on time today because we will have an exercise in the beginning. But before we begin our exercise, I would like to ask if you tried some of the homework.
Yeah.
Which one did you try?
On chanting.
Nice. Attentive chanting. That's good. Did you try some things? Same one?
Same video.
Good. Yeah, that's why I showed the video, so you could picture them.
Was all because immediately we were focusing on the particular image.
Right. Yeah, so that picture, that's why, for that mantra, that picture is very good. Mayapur, Panchatattva. And did you try something?
Yeah,
Panchatattva.
Oh.
Very good.
Now I see Krishna Balaram, from them.
Okay.
Each of those three people.
All right. And Janava, did you try something?
Yes.
Panchatattva mantra.
Oh.
Where do you come from?
Alnvik.
Panchatattva. So you are fortunate. Oh, thank you. You came in time. Okay. Oh, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Yes, we were just having our reports. Alalanath, did you try something?
Yeah.
The second prayer. Okay.
And.
No, it's not. It looks easy, but actually, it's very deep. It's a very deep thing. Yes, it takes time. It wasn't until after I chanted for 24 years that I started chanting. I started really chanting. The exercise we did on the first day that you weren't here, try to chant at least one mantra perfectly. Only one. It's easy. 16 is difficult, but one is easy. So then you try one, and then you try the next one. And if you can do it at least for 5 minutes, you'll be in ecstasy. Yes. Krishna gives you that. No, Krishna gives you, in the beginning, he gives you a big taste. So then you'll stay. Keep going. You remember that taste. It will come. It will come. We just have to keep trying. Keep trying to please Krishna. And then one day it will come. Okay, Bhakti Tal, did you try anything?
No, I was suffering disaster today.
Huh? What happened?
I haven't even finished my
round. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, you know, sometimes it happens. You take one step forward and two steps back, and one step forward and two steps. Anyway, today's class is about 16 rounds also. Why we should chant 16 rounds? Okay, we'll get to that. Yesterday we discussed how we should be alert to guard against offenses, and today we will discuss how to respond when Maya attacks. So besides being alert, we must be also receptive to accept Krishna. So we'll discuss how to put the mind into a receptive mood. So our first exercise, we're going to have three exercises today. And the first one you're going to do in pairs again. The first day we had couples, so you husband and wife, and you two can be a couple, and then you two. And what you're going to do is a little drama. You don't have to if you're shy, but you can just do it at least to yourselves. If you can't do it in front of the class, you do it together, privately. And the drama is this. One person is chanting japa. The other person is the mind, trying to disturb the one chanting japa. And the mind is telling so many things. And the person chanting japa is responding in different ways. And from that we will learn, I'll turn it over. Ways of dealing with the mind, when the mind attacks. So I'll turn that over. Correct way, yes. I mean, it can also be incorrect too. We can learn from mistakes as well. So one is chanting and one is the mind. So the other the one who's chanting can tell the other person what he should say to him to disturb him while his mind disturbs him. And you don't have to, you two, if you're too shy, that's okay. You can just do it among yourselves. Oh, good. Okay. Okay, and he'll be chanting and he'll respond. So, okay. You get together. Yeah, he can speak to the mind. Yeah. Okay, very good. So what did we learn from him? Delay. Promise and delay. Yes, okay. Later I will satisfy you. But right now I'm busy. I'm chanting. Promise and delay. It works. It's not only for Maya things, also like you have things to do in the day. Okay, I have to do this, I have to do that. Okay. Yes, yes, later I will certainly deal with it. As soon as I finish these rounds, then I will sit down and I will certainly make my list. So promise and delay. It's a very good method. And another thing devotees do is they write down, if there's something that keeps coming back in your mind that you have to do later, just write it, and then it goes. Then your mind says, then your mind is peaceful. Okay, it says it's all right. I don't have to keep coming back again and remind. Yeah, that works for me. Then I just write it down, and then it's gone. It's the worry is gone from my mind. And another thing I think that you also did was ignore. Yeah. Ignore the mind. Ignore the mind. Yes, you can write that also, ignore. So you can turn over the page and show us here. He has given us a very nice quote here.
From
Samacharya, which he forgot. Oh, here comes our... Oh, you missed all our dramas.
Oh, no.
Everybody did a drama today.
No.
Yes. How to deal with the mind. One person was chanting and the other was the mind.
Oh, wow.
So we learned to promise and delay. Uh-huh. And we learned to preach to the mind, to ignore the mind. So many things we learned from that exercise. And now we have a verse which Alanath Prabhu is sharing with us. On the board. Manom madhye stito mancha, mancha madhye stito manamano mancham samayuktam etari japalakshanam. Would you like to turn it over? Yeah, okay. Okay, let's sing it. Manom madhye stito mancha, madhye stito mancha, mancha madhye stito manaha. Mano mancham samayukcham itahi chapalakshana. Okay, now we'll find out the translation from Prabhuji. And the translation is characteristic of japa. When the mantra is in the mind and the mind is in the mantra. When the mind and mantra are really together, that is the characteristic of japa.
Okay.
He said, I got it from him, he's from Samacharya.
It was from lecture of my Guru.
Lecture of Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
I forgot the name, it was some of our previous acharyas.
One of our previous acharyas. We said that. Characteristic of japa. So we were discussing ways of controlling the mind. Patanjali gives a secret for controlling the mind in his Yoga Sutras, which I'll share with you today. And this is for when negative... somehow my glasses... Oh, I see, one's missing. That's why. No wonder. Everything looks different. Better I just read it without... When negative or harmful thoughts disturb the mind... it's broken. They can be overcome by constant pondering over their opposites. Whenever useless or sinful thoughts arise, they should be immediately replaced with positive thoughts. Such action will create new mental habits conducive to spiritual advancement. So that's Patanjali's secret. He's a yoga expert. He is the expert on yoga. And he has given us this secret. Something negative comes in your mind while you're chanting. Replace it with positive. This goes actually for your whole day in devotional life. If you get some negative thought, replace it with the opposite, which is positive. Okay? So control of the mind. Now we're going to do an exercise that will focus, coordinate our eyes, our lips, and our mind together. We're going to chant, here's the Maha Mantra sign, and we're going to chant along with this sign. When you repeat the words, you read the sign, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Can everybody see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is an exercise to focus the mind on the words. And it appears, according to Mahanidhi Swami, that mantra cards have been in use for at least 50 centuries, means 5,000 years. According to the writings of Sri Rupa Goswami, the first mantra card appeared on the face of a gopi in Vrindavan. Krishna said, O Vrindadevi, by writing my name in red kumkum paste on the pages of her cheeks, your Sakhi has sent me a very clear message of her intentions. So Radharani had the first mantra card on her cheeks. And so that's the beginning of our mantra cards. So what we're going to do is chant a few mantras, maybe a couple of minutes, 2-3 minutes, and just try to chant and read the words while you're chanting. This is one way to focus on the holy name. And it's not that you do this all the time, but sometimes you may want to bring your mind back and make it really focus. And it's very helpful because I had a near-death experience about 2 years ago, and when I was unconscious, then the holy name came to me in like this, in English. Yeah. I saw the holy name. So it's good to have those letters in your mind. It's like a screensaver was coming to me, like on the computer. So it comes when the holy name comes when you really need it. So we can just, yes, there's a lot of hope. If you serve the holy name, then the holy name, even you may, at the time of death, you may forget Krishna. Krishna doesn't forget you, what you have done for him. Well, it doesn't make a difference. If you just get one of the words right, just Krishna is enough. Ajamila, we'll talk about that later. He only chanted Narayan one time. And that was enough to take him back to Godhead. Okay, so we'll chant now a little bit with this. Yes? Nam Prabhu. Yeah, it is Krishna. It is Krishna. Yes, Nam Prabhu. Yes, form. Yes. Any way you remember Krishna. But in this age of Kali, he has appeared in two forms, as the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and as the deity. That's the way we can approach him for us. And the name is more merciful than the deity because there's no rules anywhere. The deity, you have to go to the temple. But the Nam, you can, anywhere, you can access. Okay, so let us just chant for a few minutes. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Krishna Shri Krishna 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 Okay, you can stop now. So you get an idea of, it helps you to focus. And your mind, it's hard to think of other things when you're also reading the holy name. It's another way to focus. So I'm throwing out a lot of ideas in this seminar, and what works for you, you can take with you and do and use. Yes?
My mind was still other places.
Okay, we need something stronger. Yeah, that's why I say we do many things, and whatever works for you, you do. Because we have different natures. We have different natures and some of us are like readers. Like me, I'm just like a reader, and when I read something, then I focus. I'm just reading. And some of us are musicians, some of us are different things. Mm-hmm. So we have to find out what works for us. Okay? So, now, rules for chanting here on the board. This is a verse from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Manasang haranam shaucham maunam mantarta chintanam avigratvam manirveda japasampati hetava. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities. So the first one. Oh, your eyes are bad. Okay, yeah, come closer. Mana samharanam. Bring the mind back. So the first line is mana samharanam shocham. So according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, how to bring the mind back is by purity, being very clean. Take early bath in the morning. Not like the hippies or the teenagers, some of them like my son. Sometimes he forgets the morning bath. So we try to be clean, and this will help you to focus and bring the mind back. Manasangharanam shocham. Maunam, silence. How? Mantrartha chintanam. You can be silent, you can silence your mind, in other words, by meditating on the meaning of the mantra. We'll talk about that meaning more tomorrow when we discuss the moods in chanting. So, maunam, mantrartha chintanam. What's that? Oh, sorry, yeah, after tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's holiday for Prabhupada's disappearance, and we meet again on Thursday.
On Friday.
So, yeah, Friday. Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday, and we meet again on Friday. Friday and Saturday. Yes, you're right. Avyagratvam, number three, patience. How to be patient. Don't rush to finish your rounds. That's how to be patient. Don't think, okay, I got up late today and now it's 5:30. I got to finish my 16 rounds in 1 hour instead of two today. Yeah. Yeah.
Some
sannyasis
are patient.
If you think, when I finish my rounds, then you are finished. Then you're already finished. In more ways than one. Okay. Yes, yes.
I can't get it to be silent.
Yeah, so then you do it in an hour and a half. You do it. You manage. You have to manage. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I find myself, I concentrate better when I chant more fast, myself. When I go slowly, then my mind is very, very fast. So then it can think of 100 things instead of one thing, you know. But if I chant quickly, then I can't think so much. For me, and that's for me. For me, I find that when I chant more quickly, then I focus better. But for some people, it may be the opposite. Some people may have to chant slower to focus better. And sometimes I also go through periods where I have to chant slower. And then
I like to hear the lullaby. I like to hear every single word.
That's very good.
Yeah. So I can never finish.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, 2 hours is good. Shesha Prabhu, who stays in my house, takes him 4 hours to finish his rounds. 16.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
It becomes like a nice lullaby. You hear that name.
Yes. Yeah, when I'm sick, it takes me the whole day, you know, to 1 hour, 2 rounds, like that. Like today, I was really sick. Anirvedo, steadfastness. How? Don't lose hope. Steadfast. You can be steadfast if you feel like, yes, I can achieve this goal. I can achieve something in this life. Don't lose hope. And then, japa sampati hetava, then you will get perfection in japa. If you follow these rules for chanting japa. This is given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's actually from another Purana, one of those Puranas. So this verse was quoted at a retreat last year at Govardhan, and I attended the retreat, and when I take notes, I write it in a poetic form. I don't write it like long. So this is what I wrote for this. Manasang haranam, bring the mind back. Sometimes emotions come out while chanting, because emotions are blocked in relation to chakras. That's what they were telling us. By practicing sadhana, blockages are opened, and we experience emotions or thoughts that come while we chant. Shocham. Although chanting does not depend on the rules, bathing helps, the mode of goodness, in an ordered environment. Mental dust sticks more than other dust. We must take out the weeds from our heart. Maunam, silence. Strictly avoid unfavorable talking, especially criticizing others. Meditate on the meaning of the holy names. So that's what I got from that retreat last year. I put in some things, also about humility, I'll put in something that Burijan said. So today we're going to be discussing Namabhas. The third verse, Chunaripi Sunichina, is about this clearing stage of chanting, nishta. And while chanting in this level of Namabhas, we have to work on removing anartas, which are like weeds in our heart, and consciously avoid offenses. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, advises everyone to keep this verse, Chanadapi, always strung around his neck. And Mahanidhi Swami in his book has given us a very beautiful analogy, which I will repeat to you, that our heart, to receive prema ras, prema means love of Godhead from Lord Chaitanya, we cannot use our hands to catch it. We have to use our container of our heart. Only this way we can get love for Krishna. So we have to examine our container to see if there are any holes in it. And what are these holes? Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, arrogance, ignorance. Lord Chaitanya is freely giving prema, but our container has so many holes that we don't get it. So our container must be made up of four things. And guess what are those four things? It is Chinadapi Sunichina Tadariva Sahishna Manina Manadena Kitanaya Sidari. Humility, tolerance, respect, and pridelessness. Then our container will be fit to receive Krishna prema. So Srila Prabhupada also has said the same thing. Many years ago, when he was working in a pharmacy in Allahabad, Dr. Kapoor used to come to his pharmacy in Prayag. And Prabhupada said, here, take this tonic. This will be good for your health. So Dr. Kapoor said, yes, I will take it, but why don't you give me the tonic you are taking? And Prabhupada said, well, what tonic is that? Dr. Kapoor said, you know, tonic of Krishna Prema. Prabhupada said, I don't have that tonic, but I do know the formula. So Dr. Kapoor says, if it's not a secret, perhaps you can share it with me. Prabhupada says, it's not a secret. The formula is Chanadapi Sinichena Tadariva Sahishna Amanina Manadena Kitanya Sadahini. And I shall spread it the whole world over. So Prabhupada said. So if we want it, it's very simple. Just we have to be humble. And Lord Chaitanya is teaching us, Prabhupada is teaching it. Scholars, according to Sanatana Goswami, scholars define humility as when a person, even though possessing all good qualities, considers himself to be completely unqualified, worthless, and unintelligent. Factual humility is the mature stage of prema. Now, here's my quote from Burijan Prabhu, so you can listen closely. Imagine a tree. Actually, I'll show you a tree, because I didn't have room to put it up. I had too many pictures today. Here's our tree, very tolerant tree. Somebody's coming to cut it down. So we've got a tree here. But this tree doesn't... Imagine the roots of the tree. So the quote is, as the roots of humility grow deeper, the tree of love grows taller. So it's a wonderful... As the roots of humility grow deeper, the tree of love grows taller. Now, humility is the actual doorway to the spiritual world. The doorway to, it's the breakthrough. We're all waiting for a breakthrough to happen for us in our chanting and our devotional life. And this is it. It's humility. And it's not something you can fake. It's something that comes naturally in your spiritual life. So, Prabhupada himself said the proper mood of a servant is to be humble, that whatever I could collect with my capacity, please accept it. So this is our only plea. We should not be proud, I'm doing so much for Krishna. Krishna has to accept it. It's not like that. He accepts our mood. So now you can look at your paper. That is page 13. You have it's almost the end of your big bunches of papers. It's got the prayer on it. Chanadapi Sunichena Tarari Vasahishina. And then underneath that, it's got Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's elaboration. So I've got the Bengali here, and I will sing it, and then I will read, and you can follow along on the verse 1-8. Shri Krishna Kirtane Chari Manasatoha Paramachatani Chahi Labo Atika. Verse 1. If your mind is always absorbed in chanting the glories of Lord Krishna with great care, then by that process of Sri Krishna Kirtan, you will attain transcendental qualification. 2. Chinatika hina dina akinchana chai apane mana bisara chai ahankar. You should give up all false pride and always consider yourself to be worthless, destitute, lower, more humble than a blade of grass. 3. Vriksha sama kama guna korobi saram pratihin satyaj ami korobi palam. Should practice forgiveness like that of a tree, giving up violence toward other living beings, and you should protect and maintain them. 4. Jivan nirvahai ane udrekna dibe purapakare parapakare nijasukha pasaribe. In the course of passing your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but rather do good to them while forgetting about your own happiness. 5. Haleo sarva guna gunit mahasai patishtas chari koro amani hridoy. One has thus become a great soul, possessing all good qualities. One should abandon all desires for fame and honor and make one's heart humble. 6. Krishna adhisthana sarva jivi jaya sura korovi saman sarve adare sarada. Knowing that Lord Krishna resides within all living creatures, one should with great respect consistently show honor to all beings. 7. Dainyadoya anyaman pratishta vajan chari gune guni hoi koroho kitan. By possessing these four qualities, humility, mercifulness, respect toward others, and renunciation of desires for prestige, one becomes virtuous. In such a state, you may sing glories of the Supreme Lord. Bhakti vinod kadik pole prabhupai hanati karikovi divehi amai. Weeping, Bhakti vinod submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me the qualification for possessing tributes such as these? So that's his explanation of Chanadapi Sunichena. So here we are. We're smaller than a blade of grass here. We see the picture here. And there's a bunch of grass. There's a foot there on the head. Of course, this is the feeling. If we're a blade of grass, people step on us and do so many things. It's a feeling. It's not that you let people walk all over you, but actually it's... We feel like there's nobody lower than me. What's that? Everybody knows that story from Mahabharata. Who was it? Lord Krishna sent out Duryodhana and Yudhisthira. And he sent Duryodhana, you please find somebody greater than yourself. And he sent Yudhisthira, please find somebody lower than yourself. And they went searching and they both came back and Duryodhana said, I could not find anyone greater than me. And Yudhisthira said, I could not find anyone lower than me. So this is humility. So this is humility. And this is very, very helpful for spiritual advancement. Now why? There is actually a philosophical reason why we should think we're smaller than the grass. Very good reason. Anybody know what that philosophical reason is? Why should we think that we're smaller? Destroy our false ego. Yes. Scientific reason? Any scientific reason why?
Because we are...
Yes. We are 1/10,000, that's how small we are. We're 1/10,000 power of tip of a hair. So we're actually smaller than the grass. Much smaller. Much smaller. So many of souls can be the size of a blade of grass. So we're very, very small, but we expand when we get this big body, then we think we're this big. And when we have our mind and false ego, then much bigger expansion. And then we get a house, and then we get a country, and then we get the whole world, and our mind, we become that big. Our false ego becomes that big. So this is, here's a picture. Those of you who know the game of basketball, this is a basketball net down here. And this is a basketball trying to go inside the net, but it doesn't fit in the net. There's a game where they put the ball inside, it goes through. But this one is not going through because it's too big and it's the false ego. And if we want to go back to Godhead, we can't take our false ego with us. It has to stay back here. It's too big to fit in the spiritual world.
This morning we heard that we cannot go to Goloka with our shoes on.
With our shoes on. The shoes are the false ego, yes.
The anarthas.
Yeah, and behind all of them is the false ego. That's who is attached and keeping us here. It's our very good friend since many, many births who keeps us in this world. It's our false ego. Yeah. There was one, I can't talk about it now, there's a story about how Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was writing the story. One day his false ego decided to leave him. Packed up his bags, and he was ready to leave. And he was actually ready to throw him out. And so his false ego was saying, but we did so many nice things together. Don't you remember how I helped you get so many promotions and things and how we cheated so many people together and we were the best of friends and now you don't want me anymore? And so he was thinking, yeah, maybe I should keep him around just in case I need some encouragement. Then he said, no, just go. So the false ego left. And then he was seeing everything in a new light. The whole room took on a vibrant look because it was all Krishna's instead of his. That's a beautiful, beautiful story. So hopefully it will happen to us one day. So the trees, so more smaller than a blade of grass, more tolerant than the tree. Okay, we're going to ask Alananath Prabhu again to write for us. We're going to have one last exercise in writing. We're going to be more tolerant than the tree. So what do we have to tolerate? What must we tolerate in spiritual life? What are some things that we must tolerate? You have to tolerate what? Okay. You have to tolerate your false ego? Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. When people disturb your false ego, agitate your false ego? Okay, others disturbing your false ego. Okay. Anything else we have to tolerate?
Narrow-minded people.
Okay. Okay, the faults that we find in others, our critical mentality. Okay, the second one, disturbing false ego. What was the second one? Okay, narrow-mindedness of others. Our own critical mentality. Or actually, we shouldn't tolerate our critical mentality, but we should tolerate are seeing the faults in others, which is a better way to put it. We should not tolerate our critical mentality, but we should tolerate seeing the faults in others. We should tolerate what we see as faults. Yeah, I know how to put that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. No, no, no. We should tolerate the faults. I mean, we should tolerate... Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
accept others' weaknesses.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's a good way to say it. Yeah. Faults is kind of like what we see. Yes. Hmm? Tolerate the force of anger. Okay, tolerate our anger, our urge to anger. Yeah, it's an urge. It says, Nectar of Instruction, there's six urges. One is anger. One is the mind, tongue, so many. Urge to speak. Nonsense. Oh, already? How old are you? You don't look that old.
But the body is degenerating anyway.
Okay. I thought it wasn't until the age of 40.
No.
I mean, now it's getting actually younger and younger. Yeah, yes, yes. That's one of the problems of old age. Yeah.
Tolerance.
Okay, degeneration of the body. It's happening. I noticed even in people 30 or who are in their 30s, it happens.
The bone structure is
everything is much. Yeah, now it's much worse.
Yes.
There's much more weakness in Kali Yuga. Like what happened to me after 40 is happening to people after 30. Okay, threefold miseries. Like my mother, she's 90 and she's now getting it, you know.
Even my mother, she's like 70. Yeah.
I know. It's like, it's Kali Yuga.
It's different.
Yeah, and there's pollution. There's so many things which have made it much worse.
You don't diet like they used to.
Yes, it's a fact. People were more sattvic before. Yeah. Now we devolving instead of evolving, as they say, devolution.
Devolution.
Instead of evolution.
Devolution. Yeah.
Anything else we have to tolerate? Yes. Old age, okay. That's amazing because when I was younger, I never thought about it. But when I got old, then you really think about it. You don't understand what it means. It just means that, you know, every day you wake up and the pain moves to a different part or else it goes
sometimes
to 2-3.
Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, there's two old ladies over 70. They can't even put their hands in their bead bags anymore.
Because
they chant out of the bead bags. Can't even put their hands in.
Yeah,
so this is old age. There's so many symptoms of old age. The mind may also go. Not may. It does go. It's good to, if you keep it in shape, then it's better. Anything else?
My work.
Your work. Okay, you tolerate your work. Why do you tolerate your work? Right. To live in the material world. Non-devotional association. Yes, it's very difficult. Yeah, non-devotee association. Okay. And work. Basically, actually, I think it's the same. Is it the same thing? It's the association or is it the work itself? It's both, yeah. Work and, okay, two separate things. Work and non-devotee association. Yeah, it's very difficult to live in Kali Yuga. Every day you wake up and there's some new.
What time do you spend that office here?
Oh.
And then, like, after coming here every year for Kartik, I find there is more, like, you know, those kind of disturbance.
Yes.
Here than in some other places.
Vrindavan is becoming more covered.
Yes.
And Mayapur is opening.
You see, among the devotees, there is so much garbage going on.
Yeah, there's different levels.
Yes.
There's different levels.
It's kind of
so you have to be, yeah. Yeah, I know, it's so funny. So many of our Vrindavan devotees, they're not here. The whole Vyaichi is not here this year. They all left because Bhurijan, Prashanta, everybody. Adi Purush, nobody's here. For Kartik. Okay, so different experiences, different people. It's hard though. Kartik is a very intense time. Summer and winter are quiet. Quiet meditative times, yes? Loudspeakers, okay, yes. this is number one. Loudspeakers?
Noise pollution.
Yes, noise pollution.
Pushing in the temple around when you're trying to
okay.
Operate,
yes. Is
the
way from
the oh, yeah. Well, some evenings.
I'm trying to go to the altar in my lap, and I'm like trying not to get angry at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Tell a pushing in the temple. Pushing in the temple. Well, see, if you have a kshatriya, or sometimes you have a kshatriya nature, I think, okay, tonight it's the battle of Kurukshetra, I'm going to offer my lamp. And after I finish,
the kshatriyas that they have are so mean. They don't know how to say something in a nice manner.
It's just like...
They just push you and yank the rope back.
So... What this is a really good opportunity to become Trinada Pisanichina. I said, okay, tonight my false ego is going to be smashed. I know it. you have this. It's a very good, yeah. And then you see there's a huge line. Yeah. Okay, Krishna's testing you. Yes. Yeah. Right.
In India,
there's no concept of space between people. But in the West, you're at least 1 meter. If someone comes within your 1 meter, then you're...
You say, excuse me, when you want to. Yeah, you say, excuse me, they don't even understand.
Okay, so what is Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita? Tam stiti kshasva bharata. Tolerate. That's the only solution. So that's our class today. So now we can all go to Dhammadhar and practice. Okay, thank you. We can all practice tonight, offering our lamps and tolerate, especially those from the Western countries. Well, it's because we don't know anything. You know, like if you tell in India, or Krishna, if you tell somebody from India, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and say, yeah, I know. He says in Bhagavad Gita, do your work, and then I do it for him, and so they quote this verse, Karmaneva Dikaraste, I'm doing my duty for Krishna, means I'm serving my family, and they forget the second line, they forget the second line that you don't take the result. They quote Gita like that, and they say, yes, I am following Gita. I know Gita very well. And they quote the verse too, but they don't, the second line they leave out, you know, about don't accept the fruits. So this is India. As many people, as many philosophies.
Actually, we have like...
Yeah, me too. I mean, there's different... I mean, like, I never... In America, I was an alien from childhood. I never felt like... I felt... It wasn't my place. It wasn't my place. Yeah. From age of 10, I understood, I don't know, I'm not from here. One thing I know is I'm not from here. I don't know where I'm from, but I know one thing, I'm not American. Yeah. That, and then I came to India and I said, okay. Even though I was sick as a dog, I said, yeah, I'm home. Anyway, yeah, it's last life. That's why you probably lived in Bombay in last life. That's why, you know. That's why you were at home in Bombay. It wasn't so long ago that you lived in Bombay. Anyway, yes, these things happen. Okay, so we're going back to the verses. Tolerate. We've learned that lesson, and we have a lot of practical opportunities to practice tolerance here in India. Dhammadhar in this month of Kartik. I'm going to read you something about how Prabhupada was concerned even for the ants. You know ants, those little creatures that walk for sugar, they look for sugar, they look for... In India, all you have to do is just put something down in your kitchen and within 2 minutes, they found it. You don't know where they come from, but you may be up on the fifth floor, but they're there before you are. So, ants... One time, Narayan was sitting, Prabhupada was sitting behind his desk, Narayan was on this side. Prabhupada pointed to his table and said, do you see this ant? Narayan didn't see it. So he didn't want to say yes, because that would be lying. He didn't want to say no, because then he'd feel like a fool. So he said, you know. He tried to say both at the same time. And so Prabhupada said, do you know your duty to this ant? He said, my job is to understand what is my duty to this ant. So he's saying, not only didn't I see the ant, now I had a duty to this ant I couldn't see. And so Prabhupada said, somehow I have to help this ant. Maybe I can chant Hare Krishna to it or feed it a little prasadam. If we can just help one ant become Krishna conscious, our whole movement is a glorious success. Yeah. Prabhupada said. So that was his consciousness. It's quite... Yeah. Yeah. As far as I understand, it was second generation that has made this mistake of cutting the trees. There was an example recently of somebody cutting a very old tree to build flats. But it was second generation, actually. But that mentality, if you commit an offense to the Holy Dham, then your next, the reaction will be that you will be a tree next life in the Dham.
Will it be just the one who committed or whoever will be buying those flats as well?
Well, if you have knowledge of it, then you have to be careful. You have to be careful. You may share. I have a friend who lives next door to that place, and she said she would buy a flat, but not from that person, but if someone bought a flat, and then she would buy it from them, so I don't know how it works.
That also means sharing.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how it works, but... yeah, well, that's a different thing.
No, but Prabhupada was a little bit...
He was upset about that, yeah. So, actually, Prabhupada, there's so many... I have stories here that how he was saving... When I was in Bombay... He was so careful to save the trees. There were trees in the way of construction. I saw him uprooting the trees, going all the way down. 20 men taking the tree out and putting it in another place. And then after Prabhupada left, I was there, and then I saw them cut the trees. I mean, I didn't see them, but I saw them after they cut the trees. And so, I thought, my God... You know, you get a new gardener, and the first thing you do is cut everything down. And this person wasn't a devotee, and wasn't supervised. So, yeah, Prabhupada, he was so careful about trees. He was, even trees. And when he was in John Lennon's estate, when he left, he was hugging the trees. He's saying, I'm saying goodbye to some of my old friends.
Yeah, and then the next day, there was a storm.
Storm.
That happened there,
and the trees got knocked down. Yeah. Okay. Prabhupada in 1967 or 9, 69 maybe, was living on John Lennon estate. And there were many trees there. And then Prabhupada left the place. And when he left, he was embracing the trees and saying goodbye to them. He said they were his friends.
The devotees saying goodbye. To leave, and he was like, hold on, I have to say goodbye.
My friends. So he was saying goodbye to the trees. And then the next day there was a huge storm and all the trees were, many of the trees were destroyed. So, but they got Prabhupada's embrace. So he wanted, perhaps they went back to Godhead. Okay. So now we got the consciousness of humility. The trees, the ants, all are respected. And I've seen in India... How they, even the ants, they feed the ants. They put people on the street, they put flour on the street or sugar on the street. Or even here I've seen it at near our kitchen. They throw out flour and the ants come and eat. I've seen that in India, in different places. Lizards. Oh, there's a verse in Bhagavatam. Yeah, no, Prabhupada's uncle did that. He fed the rats so they wouldn't eat the clothes. Of his cloth shop. Yeah. Yeah, so these are... Yeah, I know. Well, no, that's okay. There's five things that every grihastha or anyone who has a house, five ways that he commits sins by cleaning, by grinding things, by, I can't remember, by cooking, by drinking water, I think even. There's five different, and so in the Vedas, there are five sacrifices, which Pancha Yajna, which Grihasthas are supposed to perform. But Prabhupada has simplified it, just chant Hare Krishna. So if we're chanting every day regularly, then that's taken care of. And if we're not chanting regularly, then it's not taken care of. Yeah, you get the reaction. You get the reaction, some reaction. Yeah. But if you are chanting Hare, if you are following the regular principles of chanting Hare Krishna, it's these things, all these things are taken care of automatically. You don't have to worry about that. So
I can stop killing mosquitoes and stuff.
Well, Prabhupada said not unless they attack you. If they attack you, then it's not so bad to kill them. And if they don't attack you, you shouldn't kill them. That's a good one. Yes. They probably do kill, and they kill you as well, slowly. You have a slow death, and they have a fast one. Especially the coils. The coils, you can get fever and all kind of things. The electric ones is more in your throat. You get your throat. But the best solution is a mosquito net.
Or odomos, right?
Yeah, I'm not allergic, but I'm allergic to it. But odomos, yeah, it's things you put on. But the best is mosquito nets, which I've had since I've been in India 33 years. Yeah, just get in my net, and of course, half the time they come in too. So then you have to wake up and get them out.
I had one time I came woke up with a huge tilak from mosquitoes.
Yes. So these things happen. Okay, one last thing about this verse. Not one last thing, but one next thing. Is that this verse shows the importance of accepting a spiritual master. One devotee asked Prabhupada that how come in Shikshastika it doesn't mention about accepting a spiritual master? So Prabhupada said, you missed the point. He says, Amanina Manadena Kirtanaya Sadahari. This means one who chants the holy names of Krishna, becoming humbler than the straw, tolerant than the tree. Who can be humbler than the straw unless he accepts a spiritual master? That's what it means. To accept a guru means humility. It means you think, okay, I don't know it all. I'm going to listen to somebody else that's going to guide me in spiritual life. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada was one such person. And there's a quote which is on page 14 of your sheet, which says that by thinking of a liberated soul, okay, well, that's not the quote, but by thinking of liberated soul, or looking at his picture, you can pacify your mind, purify the heart, and increase your concentration on japa. And not only that, now on your paper it does say, from Padma Purana, one gets 1/100th portion of the religious merit of another person by thinking of him.
Sorry, Mother, I don't think
of that. 14, you don't have. Uh-oh.
Prayer power?
Yeah, it's at the end.
Is that the
prayer power? Yeah, prayer power. So it's at the bottom of the page. You get Padma Purana quote there. So we're going to practice that right now. We're going to chant japa with Srila Prabhupada. And I have a video. The last part of this verse is Kirtaneya Sadahari, or 24 hours chant Hare Krishna. So how do we chant 24 hours? What does this practically mean for us? Prabhupada, in Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 24th chapter, verse 70, says, the holy name of the Lord should be chanted 24 hours daily. Therefore, what does that mean? Prabhupada says, in this Krishna conscious movement, we request the devotees to chant at least 16 rounds on their beats. That's 24 hours for Prabhupada. You can chant at least. So one temple president, he was failing to chant his 16 rounds. And so he left the temple and he went elsewhere. And Prabhupada said that he wrote a letter to another devotee, and he said, you write to say he's chanting only 14 rounds, so you are experienced and you know what to do in this case. Simply encourage him to chant 16 rounds. The injunction is Kirtaneya Sadahari. One should always be chanting all day. 16 rounds is just a minimum I set for my disciples, so they will chant at least that much. Actually, chanting should always be going on. So I'll be anxious to hear that he has returned and is chanting more seriously, aware he must do so to remain free from the clutches of Maya. So chanting of 16 rounds is necessary to remember Krishna and not forget him. One time in London, a devotee, one day he only chanted 15 rounds and he went to sleep. And late at night he went to sleep, and because he was so tired, and during the night he heard the doorbell ring in the temple. He went downstairs and opened the door, and there was Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada asked him, "Have you chanted your 16 rounds?" Then he woke up. It was a dream. So he sat up and he chanted his last round. Yeah. Yeah, another devotee, Bhaktadas, he was working 20 hours a day. And he went to Prabhupada. He said, "Prabhupada, I can't chant my 16 rounds. I have no time to finish. I'm working 20 hours a day. So where, how can I chant?" So Prabhupada told him, "Okay, sleep less." So this devotee, he did that. He took 2 hours less sleep. He was only sleeping 2 hours. And he would go into the shower and turn the shower on and chant his rounds, so he wouldn't fall asleep. Bhaktadas. My God, brother. That's the true story. So, why 16 rounds? Jamila, he only chanted one, Narayan, and he went back to Godhead. So, Prabhupada said, if you chant offenselessly, only one is sufficient. But unfortunately, we don't chant offenselessly. So therefore, we have to chant more. We have to practice. And the example Prabhupada gave was just like a teacher. You don't, if a child doesn't write nicely, then she makes him write so many times. So we have to chant so many times just to get one perfect mantra. But that mantra will save us. So in Namabhas chanting, the effects of Namabhas, you can see there's 7 effects. Faith is increased, sinful reactions are finished, liberation, freedom from fear, protection from ghosts and adverse planets, attaining the 4 goals of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and bliss. So if you have any of these symptoms, then you should know you're chanting on Namabhas platform. No more problem with that. You don't go to the astrologer anymore. And all these things. Liberation. Adverse, like sometimes you hear devotees say, "I'm in my Rahu period now." Rahu is a very adverse planet. And when you get, or in Ketu, one devotee I know is in Ketu right now. And so many bad things started. She lost everything, lost her position, got clunked on the head, and so many things happened when she got into Ketu. Everyone's like, she's getting, what do you call it? First she was famous and now infamous. You know, you go from one extreme to the other. The first people are praising you, now people are blaming. No, it's different for each person. It's according to your own chart, where your planets are. So sometimes in your life, it's just like the weather changing, you know, summer to winter. So the planets change in your life. And these effects are there. But if you're on this level, then you don't have these effects anymore. Yes. I'll repeat this on the mic. It's interesting.
Yeah,
there was a ghost in her room. She had killed herself. She had been living in the room above and had killed herself, and she was disturbing our devotee here, Gauranga Prema.
And so, like, one night I actually saw her face.
She saw her face coming in.
She was coming in a very ugly face. Like
ugly
scary,
face.
And I was just chill bumps everywhere.
Scary
and
face.
Srila Prabhupada
chanting.
And I put it in my room. I mean, that's...
So... Protection from ghosts.
And also I offered prasadam, and I said, please take this prasadam, because it says in Bhagavad,
yes,
you give prasadam, right. Yeah.
Pure holy name is enough. So you get Prabhupada chanting in your room and protection. Well, I had so many experiences about ghosts. They come in my sleep. Mm-hmm. And then, but as soon as I chant, then they're just evaporate.
The weird thing is I feel them around and they're not.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Why
are the ghosts in Vrindavan if there's so much chanting going around? Mm-hmm. Because they also want to get liberated. Mm-hmm. They're devotee ghosts, mm-hmm, most likely. Mm-hmm. And they're hoping for liberation. Mm-hmm. They're hoping for some... Of course, some people watch movies. And so, I told my son, I said, you know, when you watch these movies, then you have a ghost on your head, a ghost sitting here, and a ghost on your two sides watching too. I tell him. Yes. Ghostbusters. Yeah. Yeah. Some of them. You look. I saw. You know. With the. If you look at these movies, they look so ghostly. Mm-hmm. They look ghostly. Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga movies. Very ghostly.
So.
Middle. Middle. Namabas is middle. Starting is offensive. Offensive. Namaparat. Middle is Namabas, is the clearing stage. Ghost. No, you, if you chant, you can. If. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, even if you're chanting Namaparat, then you can. Yeah, basically, it's more difficult. But it's also, I found it effective. For ghosts, at least. It doesn't stop them 100%, though. They still come, but they will go away if you just chant any name, offensive or.
It helps, I'm sure. The
yeah, if you have Prabhupada chanting, then it's sure.
Sure, yeah.
Sure protection.
Like
yeah.
Benefited.
Yes. And the ghost gets
ghosts
benefit.
Also benefit.
Yes, yes.
They have that body.
Yeah, they'll get the body, and they can. Yes, so these are some of the symptoms of the Namabas stage. I taught my son because he was attacked when he was like small, 3 years old, 4 years old. They would come in his sleep, and I taught him to chant in his sleep. And he was chanting, and then he immediately they would just burst and be finished. Yes, without your beads out. Okay, Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj says, if you chant with your beads outside of your bag,
he says that
subtle living beings.
It should be covered, like when we chant Gayatri also.
Oh. Okay, it goes, if you chant with your beads out of your bag, the benefit goes to the subtle living beings. So if you're very magnanimous, you can give them the benefit. But if you want it for yourself, keep your beads in your bead bag. Keep your beads in your bead bags. Well, that may be one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Other is cleanliness, mm-hmm. practicality. Lord Chaitanya didn't have a bead bag, as far as I know. He was chanting out of the bead bag. But of course, that was his mission. So, okay. So don't worry if you're in front of the deities.
Yeah, in front of the deities, in front of the spiritual master.
They will save you.
Absolutely no problem.
They will save you. Okay, we've got one last thing to talk about here. Oh, we've got two last things. Okay. So I'll just show you quickly. Satchinandan Swami, scale of humility. Test yourself. Number one, how eager am I to serve or do I just want to be served? Number two, how eager am I to respect others or do I rather strive to be respected? Number three, how much do I care for others or do I mainly care for myself? Number four, am I glad upon seeing the advancement of others, or do I envy them? Number five, am I fully dependent on Guru and Krishna, or rather on my own arrangements? Scale of humility. So that is, these questions are a scale of humility mandatory for acquiring a spiritual vision. To get spiritual vision, the vision, we cannot see Goloka now, but if you get humility, then you will be able to see Vrindavan as it is. And the pastimes going on. So this is the best protection against the 10 offenses, and it is the way to overcome offensive chanting. So now is our last exercise. We have prayer power. I think it's your last page in your papers. Prayer power. There's three categories on page 14, before beginning japa. And the next page, during japa, and it doesn't mean while you're chanting you read the prayer, but between rounds. If your mind is giving you a lot of trouble, then you can read one of these prayers. Oh, rascal mind, oh, fool, this body is under constant attack from innumerable attachments and diseases, and death is certain. What remedial measures have you taken? Just drink the medicine of Krishna's name, which is the cure for all diseases. So this is something if you're to give your mind to think about if you are disturbed during your japa. Then after your japa, there's prayers to get forgiveness from offenses. So right now, we're just going to do the one, we're going to do a prayer before beginning japa. It's on the page, prayer power. You choose one of these prayers. Again, like yesterday, you get into the mood. And then We'll chant a little bit on our beads. Prayer power before beginning japa. Not during or after, but before beginning japa. That is what we're looking for right now. Got it? So you can choose your prayer and get in the mood of that prayer. And once you get in the mood of that prayer, you can start chanting. Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll stop here. You can try under day three on your outline. You have tips for good chanting. You can try as your homework. One is to use a Mahamantra sign. Bring the mind back when it drifts away. Don't plan your daily schedule. You may have to write down sometimes. And try to imagine the state of Trinadapi Sunichena. And you can practice tonight at Damodar. And say you can try the prayers before and after japa. And if it's extreme, then during japa does not mean while you chant, you read. But it means between rounds. If you find your mind getting really disturbed, then you can try one of these prayers for doing japa. Okay, any questions? Yes.
You said there's four: humility, tolerance,
Respect. Okay, let me look that up. It's the four things from Shikshastika. Here it is. Humility, tolerance, respect, and pridelessness.
Pridelessness.
Our container must be made up of these four things, container of our heart, so we can receive Krishna Prema. Okay, any other questions? You can give orders before you go to sleep to your mind. Yes, it happens. Out of habit also, out of in Paramatma, yes. Yes, you have that. We all have that experience. You have to go? Okay, we'll see you day after tomorrow.